One of the movies we watched over and over at our house when my son was young was The Incredibles. Have you seen it? It's a movie about a bunch of has-been superheroes who are trying to live incognito as normal middle-class Americans. They are trying hard to be ordinary, but for a variety of reasons, they're having a rough go of it. The main characters are Mr. Incredible, whose strength is, well, incredible. And then there's Mrs. Incredible, who before she was married had a lively career as Elastigirl. You can imagine what Elastigirl's powers are. She's very flexible. She can stretch her body to cover such huge distances that her specific location is never a limitation. So if she wants to rescue a child from falling, or slam a door in front of some bad guys, Elastigirl can do it, no problem, wherever she happens to be standing. Since our days watching The Incredibles at home, there's been a sequel, The Incredibles 2. It's worth checking out too. Well, anyway, it occurs to me that I've spent more energy in my life and ministry than I want to admit, trying to be like Elastigirl. As I've grown older, I've gotten better about this, but I still have a bit of a problem. Here's the way it works. Even though I am technically retired, there's so much that's interesting to do. Offering spiritual direction and preaching mentoring, doing some work at the church where we worship, and some occasional preaching and teaching elsewhere. And then there's my family and things to do around the house. So I think, I'd like to do that. Stretch. And that over there. Let me reach for that. Stretch. Ooh, and that looks interesting. Let me reach for that. Stretch. Snap. Can anybody relate to that phenomenon? How many plates will you try to keep spinning? How many directions will you try to stretch? Many of us have spent quite a bit of energy in our lives trying to be, well, incredible. And wouldn't we love to have a church made up of Mr. Incredibles and Elastigirls? People who could leap tall buildings in a single bound and wipe out all the forces of evil. Walking on water wouldn't be too bad either, especially in a time of transition between installed pastors. The Rio Rancho Presbyterian Incredibles. Flawlessly executed worship. Ministry in the community that plows down systems of injustice and changes the city. No, the state. No, the nation. No, the world. Each person perfectly cared for exactly the way they wanted to be cared for. That would require mind reading. But never mind. We're superheroes. Can you imagine all of that? Such power. Well, the text that we read from Ephesians deals, among other things, with power. Incredible power. Here is a beautiful soaring prayer that we, indeed that the whole church, might be strengthened in our inner being with power through Christ's Spirit, that we might have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. Wow. But wait, there's more. There is a wonderful doxology, a hymn of praise at the end. Now to God, who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine. More than we can ask or imagine? This is power to know the unknowable, to accomplish the unimaginable. That is indeed incredible. But notice, please, this is very different from the kind of power that we're usually trying to get. This is not power that we can control, not power that we can call up, not power that we can get after working our tails off and getting several degrees and serving on lots of committees. It is not power like that. There is a certain power that comes from book learning, We Presbyterians know a lot about that kind of power. We treasure it. But this power to know the unknowable doesn't come from book learning. This is power that doesn't belong to us. It is power that belongs to God, the power of God's grace, of God's love, of God's Spirit. The great preacher Philip Brooks said that the experience of God's grace reminded him of his long walks along the seashore. When he walked there, he said that he was aware of two things. First, that the part of the ocean that touched the shore where he walked was real and beautiful and powerful. And second, that he knew that there was a vastness to the ocean larger than he could ever comprehend. That's the kind of power that the writer of Ephesians is talking about, the power at work within us. We know that it is real when it surprises us, when it washes over us, when we witness it accomplishing more than we can ask or imagine. But it is also more vast than we can even comprehend. Every day that I do ministry, if I am paying attention, I realize that I run up against the limits of my own power. The choice when this happens is between sinking into despair over the limits of my power on the one hand, and watching for God's peculiar power on the other hand. What happens to me in ministry happens to all of us in the church and happens to us in life. Over and over, we run up against the limits of our own power. And when we do, the choice is between sinking into despair over the limits of our power on the one hand and watching for God's peculiar power on the other hand. What the author of Ephesians is praying for is that we might begin to notice things happening in the church and in our lives that we could never have known to pray for, signs of grace grander than we could have imagined. An adult education class turns into a sharing of grace that touches hearts in ways that we could never have imagined. Another member of the church or a friend bears witness that something you said or did, and for the life of you, you can't remember that moment, but whatever it was, it gave them the power to accomplish more than they had dreamed they could. Most days, if we are paying attention, we realize that we have run up against the limits of our power. And then we look up and realize that what has been given is more than we knew to pray for, a sign of grace grander than we could have imagined. There are some powers that we do possess, that we can and should use, and thanks be to God for those powers. But it's so obvious and so easy to forget. The good news is not about these little powers, not about the things we scurry around and make happen on our own. The good news is about power that comes when we don't have any power left to offer, about gifts that we don't even know to pray for. Only God's power is infinitely flexible, infinitely elastic. Only God's power can stretch wherever it needs to stretch. Close your eyes now, if you're comfortable doing so, and visualize that power, God's power. It is here today. Now see that power that takes over when we have run up against the limits of our own power. See that power stretching through this community whenever we are feeling weak and need strength. Wherever we're bumping up against the limits of our own power, visualize that power surging where it will, power at work within us, accomplishing far more than we can ever dream. Infinitely flexible, infinitely elastic, incredible. Amen.